With fewer farmers needed to produce the nation's supply of food and fiber, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told the House Ag Committee the 2012 Farm Bill should focus more on what's needed to reverse negative socioeconomic trends in rural America and less on the well-being of the farm sector.
Broadband expansion, the energy title of the Farm Bill, additional opportunities in ecosystem markets, linking conservation payments to expanded hunting and fishing opportunities, as well as our efforts to try to link local production with local consumption, create a new dynamic in rural America. I think we need to build on that foundation. I think we need to continue to expand those opportunities.
Ranking Republican Frank Lucas wondered why Vilsack made no mention of the farm safety net or production agriculture.
If we're, in effect, I guess, saying that the production agriculture component of the Farm Bill is not the relevant part that it used to be, then I almost have to ask the question I think that would be asked in my town meetings. With the focus that you've provided, both budget and conceptual-wise, are you talking about turning rural America into a bedroom community?
No.
The USDA chief fielded questions from members of the Ag panel for over 2 hours. Many of them dealt with the department's ongoing negotiation with private crop insurers over a new standard reinsurance agreement. He said a third SRA draft would be submitted to insurers soon.
What we're proposing and suggesting is something that would, on average, provide an agent about $1,000 per policy for each policy that's written. We think that's a fair rate of return. And in terms of the insurance companies, as I said earlier, our studies have suggested that over the course of the last several years, their return has been about 17% on their money. We think an average return would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 12%, but we're not proposing that as a vehicle. We're suggesting 14%.
Much to the delight of Committee Chairman Colin Peterson, Vilsack said USDA does not intend to hold Farm Bill listening sessions around the country, nor will it send a proposal to Congress. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.